broken but glorious. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken Up Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by independent wrestling manager, actor, interview extraordinaire, Jason Saints. How you doing this evening, Jason?
I'm doing well. You also forgot to mention that I also was a stand-up comedian and an artist and an accomplished author.
Wow.
And a filmmaker.
And a filmmaker.
None of that anymore, though. Just strictly wrestling now.
Yeah. Oh. So I just wanted to start with a few questions about how you got into wrestling. So how long have you been a fan?
I've been watching wrestling since elementary school when, like, two guys that I was friends with, like, we talked about basketball, football, and Goosebump books.
But yeah.
The one thing I didn't have in common with them was wrestling, and I wanted to, like, be able to have that conversation because they seemed excited. And so I went to my cousin's house and watched wrestling, and when I saw Luna Vachon and Tatanka and Shawn Michaels, I thought, wow, these guys are awesome. Been watching ever since.
Wow.
Never looked back.
So was that WrestleMania 8?
Yes,
yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. It's my favorite WrestleMania.
So. Nice.
That was my first WrestleMania as well. So.
Very cool.
Yeah. So who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Well, when I was a kid, it was the British Bulldog because
wow.
I watched him, like, he did a gorilla press slam. He lifted the guy twice and then pushed him up, stepped forward, and the guy fell behind him.
Mm.
And I said to my uncle, that's the strongest man in the world. He has to be.
Wow.
No one else could do that. And now one of the wrestlers I manage does that move as a homage to the British Bulldog. Since then, I've gone on. I love Triple H, Edge, Rowdy Roddy Piper, a lot of different wrestlers, but those are definitely the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, so I've noticed in my research that a lot of legends seem to like hitting you in the head. So you've been...
Oh, yeah. I've taken my fair share of blows from some of the best, and it's really weird. It's like, I look up to you, and they just knock the hell out of me.
So. Yeah, So what I found, you've been DDT'd by Jake Roberts, chopped in the head by Tatanka, chokeslammed by Abyss, famous by Billy Gunn, hit in the face with a title by Tommy Dreamer, just to name a few. So I'm guessing you've had some wrestling training to be able to take these assaults so convincingly.
Probably not as much as I should. I've even had a few matches. I wrestled Jake the Snake, I've wrestled Scotty Vortex, I've wrestled Isaiah. I mean, I've gotten in there with some of the best, and... Unfortunately, the only one of those I've ever got a victory over was Scotty Vortex, and that was just because it was a handicap match.
Wow.
But, I mean, even with that being said, at least, if I'm going to get beat by anybody, at least it's Jake the Snake, you know?
Yeah. So you mentioned some training. So did you get into the business wanting to be a wrestler, or was it always the managerial side you were interested in?
Well, no, it actually started when I wanted to be a wrestler, and I asked Stevie Richards, I was like, do you have any advice? You know, if I want to be a wrestler, what should I do? And he said, well, I'm going to be completely blunt with you. You're really short. Even though you've got a stocky build, which could help you, it's going to be hard for you to get anywhere. Have you thought about managing? And when he said that, my heart sank. And I was like, ah, God, no. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I could probably be really good at that. And then I asked Paul Heyman, Jimmy Hart, and a bunch of others for advice. And through the years, eventually, I got into the ring.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, Jimmy Hart was one of the first managers to tell me, like, some advice about managing. And then just last summer, I did an interview segment with Jimmy Hart, which was amazing.
Wow.
After which, he had some very cool praise for me, to the point that I had to, like, find an area of the locker room to, like, sit down, because I was pretty emotional after hearing that from him.
Oh, Jimmy Hart's always been one of my favorites. I miss him on just of his microphone, his little squeaky voice, cheering on his guys.
Yeah, he was amazing. I mean, by far one of the greatest of all time.
Mm. So, is there an actual classic manager you wanted to mold your style around? Is it the Jimmy Harts or the Heymans? Or is it?
No, not at all. Like, honestly, I just wanted to be like, if Edge and William Regal became wrestlers.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, became managers. Like, I watched them and just grew up thinking about how, like, both of them were able to tell a story with just their facial expressions and the way that they carried themselves without even having to wrestle. Like, you knew exactly who these guys were the second you saw them. Like, you would look at William Regal's face for, like, 3 seconds, and you knew right away, like, that guy could probably beat up everybody. Even though, as he said, you know, he's dressed up like Goldust, he's dressed up like a queen, he's drank Chris Jericho's urine on TV, but still, people think of him as a total badass, and that's what everybody's going to know him as.
That's something you want to move into in the future, maybe a heel authority figure on a show.
I am the general manager at Grindhouse Pro Wrestling.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I didn't catch that. So how are you enjoying that, doing that side of things?
It's really interesting. I never even wanted to do something like that, but when I was approached with the opportunity, I said yes, because I read a book by Amy Poehler called Yes, Please, where she just didn't turn down opportunities, even if she didn't feel like she could do them, because she wanted to test herself, and because of that, she reached success. So I jumped at the chance. I said, yeah, I'll do that, and it's led me to some pretty fun interactions, and I've been helping out with a lot of people. Like, there's a grindhouse wrestler called the Cole County Crusher who I've been backing big time.
Yeah.
And I really feel like this year, in the next year or so, people all over the place are going to know his name because he's working really hard.
Yeah, to take us back to your first match, what do you remember about it in hindsight? Do you think it was any good?
Oh, Jesus. Well, there's two first matches that I've had. I know that sounds weird, but the first time that I ever wrestled, I showed up to train and was told to wrestle.
Wow.
I got there at 6 p.m., and when I got there, there was a ring and fans, and I was like, what is happening? And the promoter told me, yeah, you're in the first match. I had never been in a wrestling ring until that day. That was the first time I ever stepped between the ropes and was in a ring. And I remember being just mortified. But luckily, the two guys that were in there, a guy named Chris Payne and a guy named Shaq Daddy, who is still a friend of mine to this day, they took care of me, you know, made sure that I didn't die out there. And whenever I got done, that was the last time I got into a ring for about 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to bump from actual professional wrestlers.
I can honestly say that's the worst thing I've ever done in my entire professional career. Doing anything in front of people was that match. I've done stand-up comedy sets where I've bombed. I've had terrible indie films that people just kind of ughed at, but that match was brutal. So when I came back to, you know, whenever I became a manager in 2013, Sonny was the guest ring announcer, so I was introduced by a Hall of Fame manager to the wrestling world. And when I got done, she made a comment. She said it felt like a passing of the torch because you were really good out there. And I was like, whoa, I'm not a beautiful woman in the 90s, but thank you for saying something like that.
Yeah, Sonny was one of my favorites. I was only 13, 14.
I was about that age, and I remember thinking, like, if I could get a hold of you, I would probably just be friendly and shy and then walk away.
Right, idiots, you're listening to Mr. Williams. Now, don't be an idiot yourself. Get listening, get liking, get following the Broken But Glorious podcast.
That's it. How did you get involved with the Iron Demon, Shane Mercer?
We are both basically Beavis and Butthead today. Like, if they weren't 15 forever and they grew up, that would be me and him. Like,
yeah.
We're both just obsessed with, like, destroying things. We both think that the same kind of stuff is funny, and being around each other constantly, it was a no-brainer that we had to work together eventually. We came up with some ideas, we took them a couple places, and by the end of 2016, everybody was talking about our duo. I'm sorry, 2017, everyone was talking about our duo.
Mm.
And we've worked together in multiple multiple states, and we're working on traveling to some different countries, and we both have our passports. So if anyone listening overseas wants to check us out, let's make this work.
Yeah, hopefully a few vicious promoters will listen to this and get you over here. I'd love to see Shane live. I've only seen a couple of matches of him. I've seen him in his NXT and then his recent match he had with Kongo Kong. So he's very impressive.
Yeah, he's had some really high, like, amazing matches against Kong, and he's worked with Dan Math, which was a brutal match. He had a great match with Penta Cerro Miedo back in May, which was phenomenal, and I got my arm broken in that one, so that was fun. Gosh, I mean, he's wrestled the best of the best, and every time he comes out, and I've never seen anyone after a Shane Mercer match say, you did this wrong. Like, every time you're one of the best.
So I read that do you have a stable of wrestlers called the Horror Show?
I did.
You did?
Summer of 2014 until last May, I had several wrestlers come and go through Horror Show through the years. Kongo Kong was in it, Cliff Compton, Gangrel, Simon Dean, Shane Mercer, obviously, Ming the Barbarian, Haley Shadow, Sarah Lowe, who's on WWE today. She was in it for one night, but still, that counts. Trick Cassidy, you name it. And that Horror Show was very near and dear to my heart. And that night that we broke up, I found out that it was to everybody else in the group.
Aww.
Yeah, everybody was kind of talking about the importance that it had on their careers. Some said that it made them want to stay in wrestling. Some said that it helped them get out more, and it was just just, it was an awesome feeling to have all these people say that this little weird idea that I had sitting in a skating rink became this phenomenal thing that helped the careers of so many.
Yes, I see, like, zombie movies. So is one of the criteria of being in the horror show, was it vessels you thought might be useful in a zombie apocalypse?
Well, in a weird way, yeah. I feel like a lot of the members of Horror Show, like Matt Atreya and I both are obsessed with, like, horror and zombies and stuff, and Shane Mercer loves horror movies, too. And of course, Adam Buehler is a big horror nerd, so pretty much all of it, just, like, and Zodiac, of course, was, like, he was, actually, I looked at him one day and said, you're like a walking horror movie, and that's where he said we should have a group that's like a walking horror movie, and that's where Horror Show came from, was just that conversation. But pretty much everybody that was in the group was kind of outside the limits of normality, and who just seemed like utterly insane enough to fit the group. And of course, several people came and went through the years, like, I'd love to be part of this, but it just, I didn't feel like it would work, and I never really pushed for it, even though there were some that it might have been awesome with, but, you know.
Yes, I see on your YouTube channel, you have a couple of videos where you're trying to recruit guys. Is that part of your gimmick? Is it?
Sometimes. It depends on where I'm at and who I'm around. Mm. Like, I talked to Jimmy Jacobs once, and we were supposed to get something born in a Fed, but it shut down. No, it didn't shut down. He went to the WWE for a while, so I guess I propelled him to the top. but no, it's mostly just trying to figure out what would work and what would help all of us. One of the best ones was Cody Rhodes, and he told me he was going to get back with me about it. Still waiting for that phone call, Cody. Let me know if you're all in. I'll get the band back together.
Yeah. So if you could manage any wrestler on the indie scene at the moment, who would you want to manage?
You know, I've never thought of that. That's a really good question. Tyler Bateman is phenomenal. I'd love to work with him.
I've heard good things about him. Yeah, I've not seen any matches yet, but I've heard good things.
He's very good. He just competed in the TPI last month, and I think he's based out of California, but he's phenomenal. I would love to work with Delilah Doom at some point. I just think she's adorable, and I feel like the contrast of her and I would be a blast. God, there's probably so many. And the Gymnasty Boys, who I've managed before, I'd love to work with them again multiple places and switch up things for who I am a little bit. I think that'd be fun.
They seem to be everybody's favorite indie tag team at the moment, the Gymnasty Boys.
So they're the best, man. Yeah. I mean, those guys, if you put them anywhere at all, like, I've done shows with them in, like, fields. Like, literally, we did a show in a field down in Florida. we did a show in an amphitheater, and we've done shows together in churches. And it doesn't matter where we're at, people leave like those guys are the best, and they absolutely are.
You host Saints Row, where you interview some of the biggest names in the business. Tommy Dreamer, Buff Bagwell, Scott Hall, Sugar Dunkinson. That's the last one I saw.
What a weird list to, like, cap off with Sugar. It's like, yeah, I mean, it works because he's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you think of, like, man, the four biggest names in professional wrestling, Sugar Dunkinson, he definitely should be up there.
He's one of my favorites. I've met him a couple of times. He's been on the show before.
Imagine those four as a stable. Like Shook D, Scott Hall, Jimmy Hart, Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, they could reform American Males. That'd be good. So.
Yes.
Bring back the theme tune.
Right.
So who've some of your favorite interviews been over the years?
As far as people I've interviewed?
Yeah.
My favorite interview that I've done with anybody in my entire life is Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Because, when I got into managing, when I started watching managers, I remember watching him and just thinking, man, he's phenomenal. And getting to talk to him, getting to hang out with him was just a total thrill. But when we worked together, he made everything super easy. And all I had to do was just say, like, a few things, and immediately he just took the show. And he gave me, you know, enough props where we just went back and forth. But he was awesome. Jervis Cottonbelly was a blast, even though it was a really short interview. I believe that's a guy who needs to be wrestling all over the world because he's so good both in and out of the ring. Like, people who meet him and talk to him, especially in wrestling, immediately you'll just think to yourself, wow, this guy's got it figured out because he's one of the best. Scott Hall was cool specifically because I was in the ring with Scott Hall.
Wow.
Outside of that, the interview I feel like could have been a lot more interesting. It was super, super hot that day. Like, I remember we had no locker room, so if you look at pictures of me from that day, like, I'm blood red. And Scott made it pretty clear, he's like, let's just get this thing, you know, good and over with.
Yeah. Oh.
But besides that, there's so many others I'd love to interview someday.
So what was it like meeting Cody Rhodes?
I met Cody Rhodes in 2006.
Yeah.
When he was brand new at OVW. And if I could ever get into my MySpace, I might actually post this somewhere. But one day he messaged me whenever he was new in OVW and said I seemed to have a grasp on gimmicks. And, you know, he knew that I loved wrestling and I was trying to get my foot in the door. And he said, what do you think I could do as a gimmick? Like, what do you think would be cool for me? And I said, well, you know, you have this headshot that you sell as an 8x10. Why don't you be an actor? And I had no idea who he was. I just knew he was just a guy at OVW named Cody. I didn't know he was a Rhodes. And he said, well, my brother was kind of doing that gimmick, so I want to do something different. And I said, well, not to be rude, but did your brother ever go anywhere with it? He said, yeah, he was Gold Dust. And in my head, like, a light bulb went off. And I'm like, wait, what? You're Dusty's youngest? What gimmick do you need? You know, like, that's pretty much all you need to be. And he was super against it. Like, he wanted to be his own thing.
Yeah.
But I think now that he's realized the significance that Dusty's had on wrestling, you know, he was always very all about his dad. Like, I got to meet Cody and his dad once at OVW together whenever no one was around. So I got to sit down and talk with him for a second. And Dusty, he could just see the pride in Dusty's eyes when he was looking at Cody. It was awesome.
Wow.
And then last, like, 2017, summer 2017 is whenever I bumped into him again. And he just lit up when he saw me and smiled from ear to ear and gave me a big hug. I was like, wow, man, blast from the past. How have you been? And I said, hey, I'd like to do a video. And he said, let's do it. Like, no questions asked. He's just genuinely one of the best dudes I've ever met.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yo, everybody in the UK, it's your boy, Shug D. I'm coming at you live in living color, surround sound, letting you know that there hasn't been this much mayhem since the Boston Tea Party, and I'm just letting you know that you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Alright, so Shane Mason will be making his debut at Fest Wrestling on 26th of October. Tell the listeners about the event and who Shane will be facing.
Well, Fest Wrestling is a punk rock festival that happens in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's 3 days, it's 400 bands, and then there's like an all-day wrestling show somewhere. So the first time I went, I saw a bunch of my friends on the show, like Eric Cannon and Heidi Lovelace, who's now Ruby Riott, and a couple others, and they're all looking at me like, why aren't you on this show? This is exactly where you belong. And I said, dude, tell me about it. Like, I tried getting on, and then last year, Eric Cannon vouched for me and got me on the show, and we went out, me and Shug D did the Thriller dance. I got dropped on my head by Jimmy Lloyd, like, legitimately fell on my head on the outside on concrete to the point that fans were, like, checking on me. But the feeling of just having all these people just going absolutely nuts for us doing the Thriller dance was awesome. It was unmatched.
Wow.
I've been like hitting the promoter up like, hey, I'd love to bring Shane down. He saw some of his work and said, I'd love to have him. And so this time around, we're going to be going down for, We Are Family, which is the name of the show. It's on the third day of Fest, which is on the Sunday. And, it's going to be Shane's debut and he's going to be in the Wildman Cup. The first Wildman Cup was won by a wrestler named Effie, who is now the world champion there.
Yeah.
So, here's hoping that this is just the first step for Shane, the first chapter in the book that is Shane's journey in Fest Wrestling.
The first line of his bio on the website is amazing. It's just like, it says, from under the black old sun of his own personal hell, the iron demon Shane Mercer debuts for Fest Wrestling on his quest for annihilation. It makes him sound amazing.
That was written by yours truly.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually have a wrestling blog that I write on called Shitloads of Wrestling.
Yeah.
Where every day I try to post at least one match, but I try to post on there about 5 times a day. I mean, I queue up like 20 posts a week and then just let them go through the day.
Yeah. Wow.
I love wrestling, man. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid.
So where else can people see you in the near future?
Oh, geez. Let me pull up my schedule. I'm not even sure. I'm so bad at remembering anything anymore. Like, I work 7 days a week now, so. I've got Emerge. Emerge is one of the bigger shows that I do. It's in Columbus, Indiana, and it's always a blast, always a packed crowd. It's always loud. I work consistently at Wrestling Theology Fellowship, which is a show that also has Shug D and the Jim Nasty Boys.
Wow.
I'll be working at Road Rubber Wrestling on November 16th in Portland, Indiana. That's where I did the Scott Hall interview last summer, so I'm looking forward to that. And outside of that, I've got Infinity Pro coming up November 11th. Let's see. Let me find my schedule again. Bizarro Lucha, which, by the way, Bizarro Lucha was a show that a buddy of mine by the name of Trip Cassidy has been, like, trying to put on for years. And just last Sunday, he put it on.
Yeah.
It started out with Shotzi Blackheart blowing sparks into the crowd. there was tag team wrestling, there were scramble matches, there were wrestlers getting thrown into the audience onto fans. I mean, it was just chaos and the funnest show that you could possibly imagine going to. I can't imagine it being topped, that first show, but if I know Trip Cassidy, and I've been managing him for 5 years as of next month, he'll pull out all the stops. His next event, I believe, is on February 10th.
Brilliant.
And I'll be there for that for sure. And I've also got Battle on the Borders. I've got World's Finest Wrestling. I've got EWE this Saturday. You name it, man. I'm all over the place.
All right, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media and your blog? Or, again?
Absolutely. The blog is called Shitloads of Wrestling. It'll be the first thing that pops up. I'm Jason FN Saint. FN as in my middle name, which is Franklin. Yeah. And it's on Twitter, Instagram, and my YouTube is Jason Saint Wrestling.
So all the links will be in the description below this interview. Really enjoyed speaking to you. I'd love to have you again, and I hope you make it over to Britain sometime. I'll be able to see you live.
Sounds good, man. I'd love to hang out with you and head up a pub or something.